Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story looks to come from a throwaway account, from something I can't pronounce, but it's on the screen for you, and it's just titled, I Found Cameras in My House. And it does have like some extra information, but it's been flagged as a bit inconclusive, so just take of that what you will. I haven't read it yet myself, but I'm posting from a new account because he knows my other one. I, female 21, have been dating my boyfriend, male 27, for 2 years. We met while I was working at a hospital, and he was a resident at the time finishing up. I do want to preface this by saying he didn't know my age when we first met. I'm ahead in school, so when we met, he assumed my age because I was a senior at the time. I know sometimes people don't like the age gap. Anyway, we moved in together a year after dating and have been that way since. He offered after constantly hearing me complain of dorms being loud, and I was grateful. Last night he was working a night shift, so I was deep cleaning the place and packing some things since we're moving for his work soon. So it's not like I was snooping. While cleaning, I found a couple of weird things. I always knew there was security cameras in the house, in places like the living room and kitchen, for safety, but I found some in places in the bedroom. Two were even pointed directly to the bed. I tore apart the place after I found a few more, in places like the closet and bathroom I didn't know about. I feel so sick because I can't think of any reason to have these besides to spy on me when I'm home. I waited for him to get home and immediately brought it to his attention, and he said it was for security, that there was no way one was facing the bed because he would never put them there. He said he has them in the bedroom in case of break-in for insurance purposes, but I swear, when I found it, that's exactly where it was facing. I don't know what to do, I feel so uncomfortable, but I guess his excuse makes sense. Has anyone else had a similar situation, and what did you do? Now, I could maybe understand having cameras in like entry points in your house, like facing windows on the outside where people could actually get in. But what's he got in the bathroom that's so expensive? It just feels like this is a bit darker than just for security purposes. And you know, this could be the Reddit me talking here. But there's a couple of updates on this post, and a lot of the comments were replying to the updates as well. So we move straight on to the first update to find out what happened next. So, this couldn't have possibly taken a worse turn. When I got back home, he was dozed off on the couch and his Apple Watch was on the counter. I decided to go through it to try and find something, and there's a group chat with him and a bunch of our male co-workers at the hospital. I ended up grabbing his phone to be able to read it better. A bunch of the guys from the hospital were in this group chat. They all post things about their girlfriends, wives, hookups, including pictures and videos. I saw a video of us in there, and I'm so sick, I'm mad. There are men I work with who could potentially be over me after medical school. They've been my mentors during this whole process and they've seen that. I don't even know where to go from here with that. He woke up while I was reading the messages before I could get everything read. He lost it and broke the door to the bathroom I was sitting in. I've never seen him act like that. He realized I was terrified and completely changed to comforting, loving, and apologizing. I recognize some of those girls that also work there. I don't know what to do, what to say, or where to go. We live together. How could he send that stuff to them, knowing we work in the same hospital? They saw me in the shower, in the bed with him. I'm just so lost. I can't go back to work after finding that. He's begging me not to say anything and that he'd do whatever for me to trust him again, but I can't. He even pulled out the ring that he said he planned to propose to me with during all of this. I don't know what to do. Those women probably don't know they're in this group chat. I'm scared of retaliation at work with the other men. I'm just lost. Now, obviously, OP needs to get themselves out of that situation. And again, we do have another update to this. They need to get themselves out of that house into a safer place. But surely this is crossing into legal boundaries here. You know, filming someone in the shower, in bed together, and sharing it with a group of colleagues. I'd want to report all these people. Second update. So the past few days have been really hard. I'm officially moved out of the house we shared and got in my own studio. I contacted a lawyer and they advised me not to go to HR yet at the hospital since they would try to cover it up to save face. He said it would be really messy for myself and would definitely put an image of myself out there and make me a target and that I need to think long and hard. He said there are grounds for a lawsuit and even if they deleted the material it wouldn't matter because it could be found in an investigation, but that I have to be okay with that material being shown to a bunch of people and I have to be okay with losing some friends and respect from others. I'm not really sure where to go from here because I wasn't expecting him to say that. I contacted the two women I recognize and they are staying with their husband and boyfriend. They're not reporting. I've gotten multiple things left at my door telling me not to report and it's not worth what will come from it from who I assume is the women. I'm just at a loss. I don't know what to do. My boyfriend keeps trying to contact me. He constantly has things delivered to my new place and I don't even know how he knows where that is. It's nothing bad. Flowers, food and other things. He keeps saying sorry. I've never felt so confused on who to trust and what to do. I know I'm just babbling to a bunch of strangers, but I haven't told anyone else. My parents would probably go to jail for murder if they found out what he did, and I don't want to tell my friends that this seemingly perfect relationship turned to this. I'm just so embarrassed. And then there was one relevant comment with some additional information which said he, her lawyer, pretty much let me know the hospital would let me go, and I wouldn't get into medical school if any of this came out. They're not all modest videos and paint me in a bad light because in a lot of them, it's just me in view, not him. I want nothing more than to ruin their lives, but don't want to ruin mine in the process by giving myself a reputation or a target for other male colleagues since I'm definitely vulnerable at the moment. That's what he said was the push to him doing what he did, that he liked being watched and that he'd never do it again. But I don't trust it. I can't really go to HR or anything. I don't want to risk pissing anyone off when I don't know what they have. It could ruin my future. I may just leave the relationship and leave it be and work somewhere else that can give me the things I need for school. Thanks for your input and being so caring. I'll definitely check out those threads. And another comment said I can't do that. A couple of them are my references for school. I don't know if they've saved these. I'm scared to make anyone mad at this point. I don't know what all he has videos of and what could be done with any of it. The most fucking annoying thing about this whole story, you know, is that she's the victim in this, yet her career is on the line. And these people are in professional positions that, you know, are trusted by all of us, well, most of us, I'd say, yet treating OP like this in this situation. There seems to be seemingly nothing she can do about it without there being some kind of repercussions for her. That's absolutely infuriating. But what would you advise to OP in this situation? How do you think OP should handle it and what could they do? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. And our next story comes from Hotel Bravo, who says, "Am I the asshole for not explicitly telling my grandpa I'm married to another woman? My wife and I are both women in our late 20s. We've been together for 4 years and got married this summer after getting engaged in the spring. Due to restrictions and personal preference, we did a courthouse wedding with each of our sisters as our maids of honor. It was a relatively simple affair and my wife and I are pleased with how low-key it was. Before we got married, I was not out to my extended family members. I was very close with my grandma and was afraid of how she might react. Sadly, she passed away shortly before our wedding, so she never got to know that my wife was more than a friend. I'm not very close to my grandpa, but I do try to call him once a week to chit-chat. He's very reserved and soft-spoken, so our convos are typically 5 minutes of fluff about work and the weather. I'd introduced my wife to my grandparents. They met her a few times before my grandma passed away. They only knew her as my roommate/friend, as I wasn't out at the time. But I would tell my grandma about the fun things we did together, and honestly, I think she might have known that we were a couple. In retrospect, Grandpa probably didn't pick up on it because I'm not nearly as close to him as I was with her. So when we visited, he would say hi and chat with us for a little bit before going to his workshop, while we stayed with my grandma in the house. After the wedding, I decided I couldn't hide who I was any longer and posted our wedding pics to social media, saying that we had gotten married and I was happy to spend the rest of my life with a woman I loved. Many of my extended family reached out to congratulate us and the overall response was very positive. For Christmas, we send out Christmas cards to all of my relatives with our engagement and wedding. Fast forward to last week, my parents, siblings, wife and I stopped by to visit my grandpa and exchange presents, with masks on. When we got to his house, I said, "Grandpa, you remember?" wife's name, and he said hi and asked about her parents, and that was that. Everyone was sitting in a circle around the living room. We're sitting next to my wife on the couch, with arm on her back of the couch around her, while we went around everyone and opened presents. I got a cookbook that my grandma had picked out for me before she passed, and I started to tear up. My wife held my hand for a while to comfort me. The next day, my mum reached out saying that my grandpa didn't know that my wife and I were together until he saw me hanging all over my wife. I'm sure these are my mum's words. I told her that I genuinely thought he knew, and that if someone hadn't talked to him about it before we posted it on social media, he would have realised from the Christmas cards, which featured a close-up of the rings. He had asked my mum about it after the party, and she had to tell him. She says it should have been from me. My mum told me it was my responsibility to tell him, and that he shouldn't have found out that way. Am I the asshole for not specifically telling my grandpa I'm married to a woman? My mum said it isn't the end of the world, but I can tell she's kind of upset. My wife said that she didn't think any PDA we did have was not over the top, and nothing my siblings wouldn't do with their SOs, who weren't present, and a friend said that it's not on me to make sure everyone knows about my marriage.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Anif says, "I think it's a bit weird that you have a weekly call with your granddad and didn't tell him you were married. Regardless of the gender of your partner, it must have been weird and uncomfortable for him to just not to be told at all that you are married. And then your mum has to tell him, yes, she's married, she just didn't think to tell you. Slight, you're the arsehole. Slight. You don't own anyone personal info, but you've maintained a relationship with a family member and essentially told everyone a big piece of news except him. Like if you called him weekly and then turned up with a 6-month-old baby, having never even mentioned the pregnancy or birth to him. And your mum has to confirm it's your baby. Like you being engaged and then getting married. This is pretty big life events. Yes, you can say that you don't have to tell anyone about your baby, but it's still weird to exclude this info from one person." OP replied to that saying, "I think you hit the nail on the head. I should have told him. If my grandma was still with us, I definitely would have told her. My grandpa and I never really had a close relationship, and the main reason I call him is because I know he misses her and I wanted to help distract him. Even a little bit. I think a part of me just didn't want to have a tough conversation. I was hoping the Christmas card got the point across, but knowing him, he might have just glanced at it and then set it aside." Sensitive Ad says, "Hold up. How did you post pictures of your wedding and sending out Christmas cards with wedding and engagement details and a close-up of the rings not count towards telling your grandfather you got married to a woman? You did inform him. Did he throw the information away without reading it? That's on him, not on you. I actually don't know that it's a requirement to personally sit down every extended family member and look them deep in the eyes and say, I'm gay, in order to tell family members that you're gay. Depending on the size of your family and where they live, that's like a month of driving and personal visits. Not the arsehole. ToughDog18 says, I'm going to be different here and say, mild, you're the arsehole. It's not that you didn't tell your grandfather you were married to a woman. It's that you didn't tell your grandfather you were married at all. I totally get your fear about how people would react. There are two separate issues here. The first is legit, being afraid of people's homophobia. But this isn't what your mum is complaining about. She's complaining about you not telling your grandfather personally and letting her be the one to tell, but not asking her directly. Instead, passive-aggressively setting up a situation in which she'd have to tell him and leaving her with it. A general Facebook announcement is most certainly not the same thing as picking up the phone and telling your loved ones you're engaged and are married. You say you talk to your grandfather once a week. It would have been quite natural for you to tell him then. You didn't because you were afraid of his reaction. I get that. However, it's not likely your grandfather would have noticed something announced on social media, and I have to wonder why you thought he did. It's not cool that you then went to a family gathering and behaved as a married couple without telling your grandfather you were married. What you should have done, if you were afraid of telling him, again understandable, was to ask your mother to tell him for you, or tell him together with your mother. She would then have given consent. As it is, you just left her with a job without asking her. Anyway, congratulations on your marriage and hopefully your experience only love and support from now on, and hold your head up high. The update says, I just want to thank everyone who commented. I read through them all and it really helped me process the situation. I spoke with my mum a few hours the night after I posted and she apologised for a comment about my wife and I hanging all over each other. I apologised for putting her in the situation she was in and that genuinely thought that he had known. She basically said that it was okay. He knows now, and not to worry. She had talked to him and told him that we were together but didn't tell him we were married, which she needed to come from me. I agreed, which she said needed to come from me. I agreed. I said I was going to give him some time to process and reflect on things and that I didn't want to reach out too soon before he was ready. I waited a week to talk to him. In that time, an aunt of mine said she spoke with him. They spoke for a while and his general sentiment was that he was worried that we could lead happy lives together, i.e. could we find a home, could we have kids, would we be able to keep our jobs. She said they had a really good talk and that she was able to reassure him on his worries. She told me I should talk to him and give him a chance to see how happy we are. This weekend I went to visit him, my aunt and mum came with too. After we chatted for a while, I told my grandpa that I had some news. I told him that my wife and I had gotten married this summer. I made it clear that this was a very small ceremony and that our parents couldn't even attend, and that because of that, we are planning on having a bigger wedding celebration in a year or two after COVID is over, so all of our family and friends could celebrate. I explained that I was just as nervous to tell him, and that I was worried what he would think. He said, well, I'm 85, my opinion doesn't matter. We talked a little bit more. I made sure to mention that we are very happy and that our jobs knew and our neighbours knew when we bought our house. I also mentioned that my wife's parents went to the same college as my parents and all my mum's siblings went to, and he thought that was pretty cool. I told him that I didn't have a chance to tell Grandma before she passed and that I really miss her and that had hoped she could see how happy we were together. We all had a little cry and talked about how much we miss her. Oh, setting me off as well. The next morning, a different aunt called me and said that when she went and visited Grandpa, he was all excited. Did you hear? We're going to have a big party over COVID. Opie is having a wedding celebration. She and I had a good talk and it sounds like Grandpa is doing well with the news and that everything worked out okay. And I love the fact in this one that Grandpa at the end there was more concerned about, you know, how they're going to get on in life and their well-being. You know, we must protect this grandpa at all costs. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Seriously Senja, who says, am I the asshole for not sharing my water with my boyfriend while on a hike? For context, I'm a college student and an avid hiker. My boyfriend, who I met on campus, is also a grad student pursuing a different field. We both live in the same city, but I have lived here for half of my life while my boyfriend moved here last August to pursue his degree. To put it plainly, we live in the desert. Spring just began and temperatures have already been hitting 90 Fahrenheit, 32.2 Celsius. However, I've grown accustomed to the weather and take all the precautionary measures when going outside, especially to hike. My boyfriend is from the East Coast and also claims the title of an avid hiker. He caught the tail end of the summer and admitted to spending the majority of that time either at his apartment or at a school because he never actually hiked in the heat. I reminded him to start drinking more water to prepare for the hotter days. For some reason, my comment had struck a chord with him and he became visibly upset. He said, "I've been hiking before and I'm a former Eagle Scout. You don't need to condescend me about drinking water. I can survive in the wild." Hurt by this comment, I never brought up the topic of water again. Yesterday, we decided to finally do a longer hike in the mountains. He had done research and wanted to do one of the more popular hikes in the city. Now, I've done this hike before. I know how grueling it can be, especially in the heat. Because of a pre-scheduled Zoom meeting, I decided to meet my boyfriend at the trailhead. I arrive equipped with my day pack, 3-liter bladder, and some water bottles for good measure. He only has one 24-ounce bottle and nothing else. Knowing how sensitive he is about water, I decide not to say anything. About 3 hours in, I notice his water bottle is empty. Since we aren't even at the peak, I spare the extra water bottles that I packed. Once we finally make it to the peak, I realize that all the water bottles I gave him are empty as well. I think nothing of it and think that he's just going to have to suffer in silence. The hike down is about 2 hours down and I'm down to 1 liter of water left in my bladder. I know that this is enough to keep me hydrated and comfortable for the descent, but as soon as we set off, I can feel the nozzle of the bladder get caught on something. Thinking it was stuck on a fauna or a cactus, I turn around and to my surprise, I find my boyfriend trying to steal sips of my water. I'm instantly angry that he was trying to steal my water after giving me so much grief about it. I snatch the nozzle out of his hand and retort, "I thought Eagle Scouts could survive in the wild." He became angry and hiked ahead. By the time I got back to the trailhead, he had driven off. He hasn't texted me since the incident, and now I can't help but wonder if I'm the arsehole. Now let's start off with a title. You said, you know, am I the arsehole for not sharing my water with boyfriend while on a hike? You spared all the extra water you had. You tried your best, and now he was drinking basically your share of the water, if you like. And I originally came into this one reading the title thinking, you know, this could be a you're the arsehole in this, but I don't think it is at all. He was literally trying to steal water off of you without you even saying anything. And I'm pretty confident, you know, OP being the way they are and the way they've told this story that, you know, if it was a life and death situation, of course, OP's going to give boyfriend water. They're not just going to go, ha ha, sucks for you, should have brought more water. So I'm going to go with a not the arsehole on this one. But Dina Phyllis says, not the arsehole, you shared your water with him. You gave him your water bottles and, based on your account, he didn't even ask for more water. He just tried to take it. Presumably so he wouldn't have to directly admit you'd been right and he had been wrong about how much water is necessary for these trips. Right now he's having a temper tantrum and sulking. Don't let that mislead you into thinking that you did anything wrong. He's upset because you were right and pointed out his arrogance in a way he could not refute. Mo says everyone sucks here. He acted like an arrogant jerk, but you know better than most of us that being without water can kill someone quickly in the desert. You are the expert. He doesn't know how to tie shoes on straight. When you go to the trailhead, you saw the water he had, that it was not safe for him to hike that trail in that heat with that little water. You could have mentioned it again. I hate to bring it up, but we cannot go hiking until you have enough water. He could have gone to get more or postponed the hike, or kept going but turned back as soon as he has finished all but one of your bottles of water. Yes, he acted like a total arsehole, but in a situation like this, safety needs to take precedence over feelings. Bending College grad says everyone sucks here, but barely. I only say that because, with my admittedly rudimentary knowledge of desert hiking, he could have been in danger. You were hurt by him snapping at you weeks back, which is justified, but, in quotes, knowing how sensitive he is about water, I decided not to say anything. Then goes on to say, come on, that was the moment to address the issue rather than risking both your healths on a hot hike. Yes, he is a big baby. It isn't worth risking either of you over it. I wouldn't text him again as you aren't compatible. And one more from Worth Raspberry says, not the arsehole, I don't get the endangering his life BS people keep going on about. He drank 24 ounces plus 4 water bottles that were likely 16 ounces each. He was not even close to dangerously dehydrated, just thirsty, which was entirely his fault. He failed to prepare and got pissy with OP when she tried to tell him. He's not her kid, not her job to keep pestering him and making sure he has his shit together. And his life was never in danger. This could not have killed him, and the snarky comment was fair. He tried to steal the rest of her water after drinking all her extra and boasting about how he could handle the hike without her advice. Now, what would you say in this situation? Which side of the fence are you on? Everyone sucks here, or not the arsehole, or even maybe you're the arsehole? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, and I just want you to know that. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.